This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Gunfire in a Copenhagen mall Sunday left several dead and several wounded, Danish police said, adding that they had arrested one person in his 20s. Copenhagen's police chief described the apprehended suspect as a 22-year-old ethnic Dane, but said it was too early to establish a motive. He added they can't rule out that it was an act of terrorism. He says police are maintaining an increased presence around the shopping mall and across Copenhagen. Right now, police say there is no indication that the man had acted with others. British singer Harry Styles canceled a concert that was supposed to happen Sunday night at the nearby Royal Arena. Hans Christian Stoltz was bringing his daughters.
It's pure terror. This is awful, you know. You might wonder how a person could do this to other human beings, but it's beyond, you know, anything that's possible.
The attack occurred 2 days after this year's Tour de France cycling competition started in Copenhagen. Tour organizers released a statement expressing their sympathy, and the shooting comes just over a week after a gunman opened fire near a gay bar in Oslo in neighboring Norway, killing 2 people and wounding 21 others. 6 people were killed in Slovyansk Sunday after the eastern Ukrainian city was hit by powerful shelling from Russian multiple rocket launchers, local officials said. The attack was the worst shelling to hit the frontline city recently and caused nearly 15 fires, the mayor wrote on Telegram. The city is in the industrial Donetsk region that Russia is trying to capture. 2 Russian airplanes departed Sofia Sunday after Bulgaria expelled Russian diplomats from the country. Scores of Russian diplomatic staff and their families arrived at the airport amid a mass expulsion that has sent tensions soaring between the historically close nations, a Russian diplomat.